From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The voting has just ended in South Carolina, and exit polls indicate North Carolina Senator John Edwards has won. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry came in second, and it appears civil rights activist Al Sharpton may be a distant third with about one-fifth of the black vote. South Carolina is the first southern state to hold a primary this year, and Edwards considered it a must-win state for him. Seven states are holding primaries or caucuses today. 269 delegates to the presidential nominating convention are at stake. We'll be looking at the contest closely throughout this hour, and we begin in Columbia, South Carolina, where our colleague Michelle Norris is with the John Edwards campaign. Michelle, you've been talking with voters there over the past few days. What issues seem to be front and center in their minds?
Well, good morning. Good evening, Melissa. I hope you can hear me with all the whooping and the hollering in the background. We've heard so much about electability this year, voters wanting to choose a candidate who can win next fall. Well, the big issue here was the economy. And Edwards really had a very potent message when he talked over and over again about the two Americas, a very potent message in a state that has had sustained job losses for three straight years. The unemployment rate is 6.1%. In some pockets, it's in the high double digits, and voters seem to really connect with him on that issue. The other thing is there's a big sign here that says bringing it home, and that's exactly what he said he was trying to do. He told voters again and again, I understand your concerns because I'm one of you. I come from the South. He reminded them time and time again that his father worked in a textile mill and an industry that has all but disappeared in this state. And that, again, was the big issue. When we talked to voters today at the polls, they told us that even though they may have been working, they knew someone who was out of work, they were concerned about their own job losses in the future, and they felt that the ground could be pulled out from under them at any minute. And they saw someone in Edwards who really would fight for them and fight for the future.
Is it clear to you from talking with folks in the Edwards campaign where he takes this victory from here, how he tries to convert it into victories in other states coming up?
Well, it gives him momentum, certainly. He heads next to Tennessee. He'll wake up tomorrow morning in Tennessee. And now the big issue for him is raising money and trying to compete in a much more diffuse situation. I mean, Edwards put in a lot of elbow grease here. He all but moved to South Carolina. He spent a lot of money on ads. He spent a lot of time in the state. And now he'll have to, you know, run sort of a four-prong race in several states at once, and that's going to be much more difficult for him. He concedes that. But he believes that, the campaign says that they believe that once he has this momentum, it'll be much easier for him to raise money and basically run ads and crisscross across the state, as he will have to do as he takes the campaign forward.
Raising money, but not able to raise his voice lately. That's one thing that he has seemed to have lost.
It was interesting. I have a funny story for you. At one of the earlier campaign stops, there was a woman who was trying to get next to Edwards. She was not a member of the media. She had something that she wanted to slip to him to get in his pocket. He's lost his voice. This is a woman who's a friend of his from North Carolina. Her husband is an attorney, and they know each other. Her husband also sings in a band, and he has something called Singer Saving Grace that he always keeps with him in his medicine cabinet or his doctor's bag, and it's something that artists apparently are familiar with. It can help them when they lose their voice, and so she slipped this to Edwards, and we'll see when he takes the stage later this evening, if it actually worked, because he was quite hoarse earlier today.
Okay, thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Michelle Norris, with the John Edwards campaign in Columbia, South Carolina. John Edwards has won, apparently, the South Carolina primary today. Robert?